If you like your ladies wild and feisty, you have come to the right place. I'm Jody Ambrose, author of Sex, How to Get More of It, and Intimacy, How to Get More of It, and there's nothing I'd rather do on a Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern than tune in to the amazing ladies of Cougar Chat Radio. Enjoy the show!
Hey everyone, and welcome to Cougar Chat Radio. It's Monday, April 8th, and I'm Jen in North Carolina, and I'm joined by Nan in Virginia and Michelle in Pennsylvania. How is everybody?
Good. Doing good. Much better this week.
Good. Yeah, you were sick. I was sick a day or two last week as well.
I tell you what, I've asked people, you know, people tell me all the time, oh, I had the flu. I was like, what is it? I've never had it. I'm like, well, you have a cold and body ache. And I'm like, what I had? No, what these people have, it's not the flu. When you have the flu, you feel like you're hit by a Mack truck.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I got up, you know, one morning, and I told my husband, I feel like I've been in an accident. You know, so these people who think they've had a flu, yeah, you're full of shit. You ain't seen nothing. You know, if you're in bed for 6 or 7 days,
yeah,
talk to me, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had a flu shot this year, and so maybe I caught the right strain because it only lasted a day and a half. My husband had something, but anyway, please find us on Facebook and Google Plus as Cougar Chat and on Twitter at Cougar Chat Radio. Email Jennifer at CougarChatRadio.com if you want to be a sponsor. Go to our website to learn more about us and see upcoming shows and buy merchandise at CougarChatRadio.com. If you're a musician, contact us to feature... Hello?
Your music?
What happened? Did we lose Nan? All of a sudden it went dead. Oh, there she is. All of a sudden I heard nothing. I thought it dropped us. Hello, sorry. If you're a musician...
We are still on the air.
...to feature your music, and you can email that to Jennifer at CougarChatRadio.com. That was so weird. All of a sudden it went dead, like nothing. Complete silence.
Sorry, folks. You know, we're kind of blonde, so...
Yeah, not kind of. We are. So
we are. Computer.
Tonight we welcome former WWE star Gene Snitsky, a.k.a. Snitsky in the world of WWE. He'll be talking about his new role as the Dark Force entity in the upcoming Bill Bean movie, Dark Force, now in the early stages of production. According to sources with 35mm Pictures, Snitsky has been chosen to play the central supernatural entity in the film, which is based on two of the Dark Forces in the book. This sinister entity, dubbed the Undertaker by author Bill Bean, and the infamous hooded Dark Force entity. Gene was with WWE from 2004 to 2008. He's made some other TV appearances and film appearances, and before wrestling, he played football for the University of Missouri and was temporarily with the Canadian Football League. And so in about 7 minutes, we'll be talking to Gene.
Yay.
And you'll have to rib him a little bit because Gene loves feet and especially stocking feet. He has like a foot fetish.
Stocking feet?
He loves stockings.
You mean like lady stockings?
Not to wear them, but I mean, he thinks they're sexy on women and loves women's feet in stockings.
Okay, when you said stockings, my first thing was like knee highs or something.
Maybe somewhere around the house. I don't know.
I don't. Knee highs are not sexy.
No.
No, knee highs are not. No.
No.
Too funny.
So I was looking through some current events, like I always do, and I saw where Beyonce and Jay-Z traveled to Cuba, and people are upset. I'm not upset. I just wish they'd move there.
I think if it's banned, they shouldn't go there. Like, none of us can go there.
Yeah, who are they, you know? Whatever.
And, Nan, you might remember Amanda Bynes from the kids' show, The Amanda Show.
Of course I do.
She is gone cray-cray.
What happened?
Well, she was in movies like Hairspray, Easy A, and She's the Man. And she's just, I think, she's always obsessing about her weight. She always went thinner, thinner, thinner. And I didn't realize she's already...
Well, I think she came out with an eating disorder.
Well, yeah, that's where I was going with that. Yeah.
Hollywood will do that to you.
And she's quoted on Twitter as saying, I want Drake to murder my vagina. And, I mean, just, like, crazy stuff like that.
She must be drinking the same punch that Bieber is drinking or something.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan.
That was bad. How about Annette Funicelli? Wow. Mm-hmm. She passed away today.
Margaret died in 87.
But Annette's supposed to go on forever and ever, you know?
She was 70? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Who would have thought, you know?
And Margaret Thatcher, I was looking at some of her quotes. She was a big, they've got a bunch of her quotes out there. And one of my favorite is, "I usually make up my mind about a man in 10 seconds, and I rarely change it." And another one is, being powerful is like being a lady. If you have to tell people you are, you aren't.
Yeah, I saw on the news, my husband and I, we went out and motorcycle riding, and we saw guys on the eat, and they had TV playing in there, and yes, it was McDonald's. And they showed her saying that quote on there.
They don't have Pepsi at McDonald's, do they?
They do. Oh, no, they don't. They have Coke, but I got the chocolate shake.
Oh, okay.
It was okay. Yeah.
So, Nan, you should be happy. The new Evil Dead came out. Did you go see it yet?
I think we've lost her.
See? And you thought I was crazy before. Oh, we have lost her. All right, hold on. I have to group. Yeah, so the new Evil Dead came out, and I haven't seen it, but it's definitely come out with mixed reviews. You know, people have either said they love it or they hate it. It's definitely got a lot more gore. I love the original with Bruce Campbell.
You know, I didn't see.
Are you talking about the Evil Dead?
Evil Dead, yeah.
I saw it yesterday.
And?
It was horrible.
You did it, yeah.
It was so gory and disgusting. I couldn't even eat.
Well, you know, Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell were actually producers of the film.
I didn't even notice. It was really annoying for me, though. Julie laughed through the whole movie.
And I read her Evil Dead post.
I wanted to smack her.
Yeah.
Jason and I'm like hiding behind napkins with my fingers in my ears, trying not to scream. And Julie's going, "Oh, really? They didn't do this in the original." I'm like, "Shut the fuck up."
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, the original was, I really, really enjoyed the original. Also, just found this. There are 12 college courses, kids, that seem to be too good to be true, and you can find these at BuzzFeed.com. One of the classes is maple syrup.
What?
Another,
what?
Yeah. Another class is the joy of garbage.
But I've got to say, maple syrup is probably really hard to do because You can't do that everywhere.
Do you have to make it?
I don't know if you, it didn't go into detail. I don't know if you have to make it or you learn about it or I don't know. Or the different kinds.
Learn to lick it off somebody's body. What are we going for here?
You go. Tree climbing. You can take a class on tree climbing. And at Michigan State University, you can take a class on surviving the coming zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that.
I know.
And you get credit towards graduation for this?
Apparently. I'm sure it's, you know, an elective.
If I was a parent, I'd be thrilled.
Yeah. And a couple more I wrote down. Mad Men, the show. It talks about femininity and masculinity in regard to the show.
Sorry about that.
Well,
is there anything else?
Police arrest a man in New York City dressed like the Cookie Monster.
Oh, no way.
I mean, there's a naked cowboy walking around with a guitar, you know.
No, my God. You know what? That naked cowboy.
What?
Is it illegal to walk around like the Cookie Monster?
I don't know.
I don't know, but the naked cowboy, he's been up there for like, what, 15 years, maybe? Or longer, you
it's
know.
Happened for a while.
Yeah, can you imagine how much sagging is going on with that guy now?
All that sunlight exposure.
I'm telling you, you know. And I was in New York last year, just for a couple of days, you know. And I never saw my naked cowboy. I'm actually going to New York this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah. Huh?
I said, are you? Nice.
I am. Going to the Big Apple, Times Square. I'll be at Times Square. Me and a few students are going up to catch the hair show, the New York hair show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we're doing that this weekend. But we will make a pit stop at Times Square. So if anybody's in Times Square, you'll see me with a Cougar Chat shirt on. Just yell, hey, and I'll yell, hey back, you know. You want to throw money? You can throw money. No pennies, please. But
that would hurt.
Only 20s, baby.
Yes. No, seriously, though. So we can't wait. I can't wait to get back up there.
Well, I also was supposed to go with her drama class this past week for spring break, and she ended up not going because we just weren't comfortable with the, like, fine print of the contract that said you will get none of your money back if we decide we aren't going.
Like, oh, what?
We're not going to do that. So, anyway. Well, while we are waiting for Gene to call in, please be sure to follow him on Twitter at BigGeneWDF, and also follow the Dark Force movie goings on. You can follow them at Dark Force Movie. And you can follow us at Cougar Chat Radio.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay.
Or come see us at Parafest.
We'll be at Parafest. Yeah, we'll just take a break. I'll play the Parafest commercial, and hopefully when we come back, we'll have Gene. Hang on just
a second.
Are you ready for Parafest 2013? It's the paranormal horror convention that has it all. From Bigfoot to comic book men to ghost hunters, UFOs, vampires, and even zombies. Come meet your fan favorites from movies and television, including True Blood's Kristen Bauer, Sam Trammell, Dennis O'Hare, and William Sanderson. The Walking Dead's Michael Rooker, Iron E. Singleton, and Lou Temple. Supernatural's Mark Shepard, Ty Olson, Chad Lindbergh, and the Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters and The Haunted Collector. We've also got Ghostbuster Ernie Hudson, Candyman Tony Todd, and many, many more. There will be celebrity Q&As, lectures and vendors, meets and greets, and even a celebrity ghost hunt. So please join us at the Sands Bethlehem Event Center in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, this September 6th, 7th, and 8th for Parafest 2013. For more information, go to www.parafest2013.com.
Hey, Jen, do you know where we can get some great t-shirts?
We should use Dark Side, Inc. They're a unique apparel company that strives to give the customer the most diversified choices in design. We could get some rockin' t-shirts from them. All merchandise and original artwork is done in-house, so we need to give them a call at 508-676-6606 or go to darksideinc.com. And until next time, remember, everyone has a dark side. Hey, New Jersey, need work done on your BMW or other fine car? Montclair Motorworks in Montclair, New Jersey offers fast, reliable service with competitive pricing. With a BMW tech on site, they also have a state inspection station. Let Montclair Motorworks help you. Call them today at 973-744-9839. That's 973-744-9839.
Again, just turn it deep.
Welcome back to Cougar Chat Radio. I'm Jen, and your hosts, additional hosts, are Michelle and Nan. I think we have Big Gene on the line. Hello, Gene.
Hey, Jen. How are you? What's going on?
Good. How are you? Not much.
Good, thanks
for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Gene. This is Michelle. How are you doing?
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just got to say, my son would like to say hi to you. Keith, he was excited when he found out that you were coming on the show.
Oh, very cool.
What are you doing this evening besides calling up?
Are you there? Is your son there or no?
No, he's not here with me.
Well, tell him I said hello.
I will do that. Maybe he'll call in later.
Oh, cool.
So I told everyone to find you on Twitter at Big Gene WDF. So tell us how you came to be interested in Dark Force, the movie, Gene.
Been in touch with Bill Bean on LinkedIn, actually, and we became friends, and he actually was like, hey, I got this book, and it's about, you know, evil forces that overcame our house, and, you know, all these dark forces, and I was like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. Let me take a read of it. And he sent it to me, and I read it, and it was actually really, really good. I didn't really know what to expect because, you know, sometimes books are good, sometimes books are bad. But his was actually really good, and, you know, we got to talking about it. He's like, yeah, we're actually going to make it into a movie. I'd love to have you involved. I was like, no, that's great, yeah. You know, we have a mind. And at that time, I was just going to play one of the evil entities. And then he had spoken to Dale over at 35mm, and then they ended up actually combining a couple of them to make into one for me to play. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. So it kind of just, it all started on LinkedIn, and one thing led to another, and here we are.
So are you a believer in the paranormal?
I'm a believer that something happens, but I don't know, you know, I don't know what it is, I don't know what to think, but, I mean, there's definitely stuff out there that's unexplained, and there's really no good explanation for it, so it's kind of one of those things where, unless a UFO lands in my backyard and beams me up, I probably won't believe in UFOs, but...
I'm there with you.
I definitely think there's something out there beyond our control, and I definitely think there's things that happen that are unexplained. So, and there's definitely flying objects. So, and, you know, if you put the two together, you get UFOs, I suppose. But paranormal-wise, I mean, nobody that's died ever has really been able to come back and tell you exactly what's happened. So... In that case, I mean, it's strange and it's crazy, like how, you know, you hear these stories about people that have died for like maybe 2 minutes or something and they come back and they saw this and they saw that. But unless you've really died and come back, I guess you can't really say for sure. But,
yeah,
I mean,
they all see the white light, yeah.
Well, yeah, there's definitely stuff that happens. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, everybody, I always use this analogy. Everybody's been home. Everybody's heard that noise. And everybody's thought, boy, what could that be? And you have to, like, go and look. And then there's nothing there. So,
right.
I mean, it happens to everybody. Everybody's been there. Everybody's heard, you know, heard the noise. Everybody's been in that situation. And, you know, it's one of those things where something happened, but you don't know what happened. So the bottom line is something happened.
So what about Bigfoot?
Oh, God.
I'm actually a Loch Ness Monster guy. I love the Loch Ness movie. Yeah, I was wrestling in Scotland, and they actually arranged a tour for us. And, me and a few of the other guys went, and we checked it out, and I did the Loch Ness tour on the boat where they drive you around over to the castle and everything. And Unfortunately, I didn't come across the Loch Ness Monster that day, but it doesn't mean he's not there. He could have just been hanging out hiding that day, but it was really neat to be there, and I got a lot of cool souvenirs, and it was a highlight of my trip to Scotland. So, yeah, I'm a believer in all that kind of stuff. I like, you know, when I was a kid, I used to be in a book club, and we used to get all the Loch Ness Monster books and the Bigfoot books and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it always intrigued me that something was out there, and you see the video footage and the pictures, and it's, you know, nobody's ever.
I remember seeing an interview with an older couple, an older man. He was pretty much on his deathbed, and he fessed up to doing the fake Loch Ness Monster footage.
Yeah, they had like a little floaty thing in the water. That was one of the videos, and that's just one instance. What about all the thousands of the other ones?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
I mean, they might not necessarily be a Loch Ness Monster, but they're definitely seeing something.
It could be something else.
There's definitely something there. Just a matter of finding what it is. But I mean, even when they did the sonar tests and had that big expedition, I mean, there was giant objects that came up on the sonar. So there's definitely something in there. It's just a matter of what it is.
Well, you know, my husband and I watch all the History Channel shows in Nat Geo channels about anything related to Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster. And I'm not saying he likes paranormal, and a lot of times the Loch Ness Monster, the researchers will try to say that it's just sea lions, you know, a couple sea lions playing around or so, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what to think of it. I've been there. It's very eerie. The water's really dark. It was very cold the day I was there. It was very windy. I mean, obviously, the higher the winds, the more the waves crest and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, sometimes your eyes play illusions on you. But, I mean, if there's a place in the world where something big and creepy and scary can exist, it's definitely Loch Ness because it is scary. It's creepy there.
I would love to go. I would love to check out the locks, too.
Oh, it's awesome. You got to go.
And my favorite actor's
cool.
There. So.
Yeah, who's that?
That Gerard Butler.
Is he your favorite actor or is he your favorite eye candy?
Both. More eye candy than actor, yeah.
Because I'm sure if he was a shitty actor, he'd still enjoy his films.
Well, Gene, we actually already have somebody with a question. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Keith, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to Cougar Chat.
Hello.
Hey, Keith.
This is very awkward to be on my mom's Cougar Chat radio station.
It's okay.
Hi, Punkadoodle.
There's nothing awkward about that at all.
Well, I got to be honest about the...
Nonsense. You just did it to yourself.
About the Gerard Butler thing, he is honestly my favorite male actor as well, and not for the eye candy, I must say.
Thank you.
Yes, you are very welcome.
Very
well, Gene, this is Keith. Keith, you got something you want to ask Gene or say anything to Gene?
Yes, Mr. Gene Smitsky, I have a question for you, sir.
Are you
a close friend with Mark Calloway?
I wouldn't say a close friend, but I do know, you know, I know him very well.
You do know him very well. Because
yes.
He is one person I've always wanted to actually meet in my lifetime, and if there is any way possible you would be able to do that, I would absolutely love that. I met him when I was 7 years old, and that man made me cry.
Yeah.
I just looked up and saw a 7-foot-tall, dark, figured shadow, and I started crying my eyes out.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's pretty scary. I can see why that would happen as a 7-year-old, but he's one of those kind of guys that's very inaccessible. So I highly doubt you're ever going to get to meet him through me, but you never know when you'll get to run into him again. But,
I assume this is the Undertaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know his real name. Yeah, I took Keithy to Hershey. His dad and I took him to Hershey for a live event.
WWF in your house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back when they were allowed to use WWF.
Well,
did you guys live in Pennsylvania back then, or did you drive all the way up to Hershey?
No, we're only like an hour away from Hershey.
Okay. Yeah, I live an hour away from Hershey, in the other direction.
Can you really?
I'm over by Pottsville. I live outside of Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Oh. Well, hell, maybe we ought to just hook up at Hershey for dinner or something sometime.
Yeah, Hershey's awesome. I love Hershey Park. My wife and I go every year.
Nice. We'll have to keep in contact.
I will also. I feel as though, you know, being on someone's show, that they would at least keep in touch with me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Is your wife there with you?
What else you got? What else you got, Keith? You got to have something better than that. Come on, man.
This honestly caught me off guard. I just got a text from my mom saying, hey, call this number. And Gene Snitsky's on the line. I'm like, okay, I'll call it. And then the first thing I hear is Gerard Butler. And I really don't know where to go from there.
Well, what were you thinking when I told you the other week? I asked you if you knew who Gene Snitsky was.
I knew you were a wrestler. Really, that's all I really knew about you. Because how long were you in? Were you in WWF or WWE?
WWE. I'm glad to see you come. I'm glad to see you're well prepared.
What's that?
I said I'm glad to see you're well prepared.
Yeah, I know. I lost my papers somewhere with all my questions. But what about your favorite football team? That's always a good question.
Professionally, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. Collegiately, it's the University of Missouri.
Oh, my. Mom, why do you allow these kind of people on your show?
I don't know.
I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm a Cowboys fan.
I like you, Keith. I like you.
You know what? You're in Pennsylvania, you know? So.
Yeah, well. I like to think of this as a small Texas. That makes me.
There you go.
Yeah, because I hate everything in this state. As far as sports is concerned.
Hate is such a strong word.
Yeah, he likes to use it a lot.
Oh, I do. My mama tried to teach me, but it just didn't work.
It's a shame.
Well, Keith, thanks for calling in, dear. I look forward to speaking with you, especially since we have two mutual, likes.
Likes.
Gerard Butler. Sounds like there might be more. So,
and the other week I didn't even know who Jarrell was.
Who? Jarrell?
Whatever his name is.
Gerard.
Still don't know who he is.
I still don't know who the hell he is.
Keith, dear, we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
All right, you too, buddy.
Thanks. Have a good night. Bye, mother.
Bye, babe. Love you.
Love you.
Yeah, love you too. Uh-huh.
This call's going to haunt him forever. His friend's going to be like, oh, dude, you did it. Yeah.
Yeah, for real. He's my youngest.
How old is he?
22.
So, Gene, I guess you've never been on a ghost hunt investigation then. We need to get you out on one.
Yeah, I'd like to check one out. I got invited to go to one up by Buffalo, New York in August, but unfortunately it's the same day as my class reunion, so I wasn't able to attend.
I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah,
I do.
So I was kind of bummed out.
The terminal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping to go, unfortunately my schedule did not allow it, but every other one, I'm excited to get out there. It's a whole new frontier for me. You know, working with Bill kind of opened up the door to all that kind of stuff for me. So I'm interested to see what's out there and what type of stuff's available. But I was always – when I was with WWE, we actually did a photo shoot at the Eastern Penitentiary.
Oh, wow.
That was cool. That was a really neat place. And I know that I just saw what somebody was there doing a paranormal type thing very recently. So.
Oh yeah, they do it there all the time. Sure do.
Yeah, it's a really neat place. I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool.
So what is your schedule like now? Are you filming yet? Or I think Travis told me that they're still kind of going through the screenplay. What are you doing right now to prepare?
They're still in pre-production, and hopefully, I believe we're supposed to start shooting the end of spring, so.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't have any exact dates, but I know we are shooting outside of Cleveland, but I don't have an exact date as of yet.
Okay. As always, and I'll tell everybody, every guest we have, we will work for free.
Yeah, if you need extras, we're there.
You need extras. Travis, I know you're listening.
Bill, if you're listening.
Bill's listening.
Bill's
just your friend, you know.
Okay, let me amend that. I'm sorry. We'll work for a meal. We'll work for a dinner. So, and Gene will be sure to wear our...
You got to make sure that you... specify that it's not like a kid's meal at McDonald's.
This is true.
Hey, you know what? I'm okay with the kid's meal at McDonald's.
Probably are.
I am. Okay. I'm fine with that. I'm not picky. I'm cheap.
When we go out to dinner, we'll be sure to wear our stockings, Gene.
I would expect nothing less. You better make sure they're open-toed shoes, too.
Oh, see, that's just, like, so 70s to me. My mom used to do that. Yeah. Stockings.
I'm sure your mother was an outstanding woman, too, so you probably should follow her lead.
She's very classy. Oh, she still is very classy. I did not take after her.
Oh, well.
No, well.
I wear flip-flops.
There's a place for everyone.
That sounded like a cut-down. I'm offended.
No.
Oh, no, you're not.
Fine.
Faker.
Gene also has the biggest dog on the planet. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
The dog?
Yeah,
would we see the dog?
He's pretty big.
What kind is it?
I have a Great Dane. He's he's almost 3.5 years old now.
Oh.
Yeah, his name's Maximus. And he's abnormally tall. He's almost 7 feet tall when he stands on his hind legs. He's a big boy.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks me eye to eye when he stands on his hind legs.
He looks you eye to eye when he stands on his hind legs.
Yeah, he puts his paws up over my shoulders and stands up and he gives me kisses and he's literally face to face with me. It's crazy.
Oh,
God. Yeah, he's a big baby, though. He sleeps in bed with us. He takes over the couch.
Aww.
He's the most spoiled dog I think I've ever seen.
Well, I guess a doggy door doesn't work for him, does it?
No, nothing really works for him as far as dogs look. We actually had to order a special cage for him. Because the biggest one they had at the pet store was too small for him. He outgrew it in 6 weeks. And then my wife and I ordered a special cage, and it came, and we had to put the damn thing together by pieces. It was so big. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it took up half the living room.
What's that?
Did it take half the living room?
How big is that crate, honey? Like 4 feet high?
Yeah.
It's like 4 feet high, but like 6 feet long. It's pretty big.
I was going to guess like a 10 tent, but goodness
gracious.
How much?
His head hits the top of it.
So do you all take him for walks, or does he take you for walks?
Well, being that I'm very strict disciplinarian, he was trained very well from day one, so he's very, very well behaved.
Oh, good. Nice.
Yeah. When you have a dog that big, you have to make sure you train it properly because if it gets out of control or thinks it's the boss, it's going to run all over you. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I have a 7-pound poodle that I got from the pound about a month ago who thinks he's the boss, and he actually got groomed today, and he looks like a little rat, but anyway, he bit the lady.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maximus is very well-behaved. We don't ever keep him on a leash. We don't have him on, with a collar. He's free to roam the yard. He knows where he can and can't go, and he stays. He's a good boy.
And, Nan, the pictures are on his Facebook page. Sorry. So are you still wrestling?
Speaking of Facebook, you can also go check out my fan page on Facebook. It's Snitsky's official fan page. Just throwing it out there. Do I still wrestle? Of course I still wrestle. I wrestle, I act, I do some stunt work, I do TV, commercial, movies, I do a little everything.
What are you working on right now?
I just got back from Australia. We filmed a movie over there called The Tour. I was over there for 2 weeks. I just got back a month ago. And I'm in pre-production on my own horror movie called Manhunt, which just won the most anticipated horror movie of 2013 from Horror Society. And I am also working on Bill's movie, Dark Force. And then in June, I'm going to England to film a movie called Rumble-Rama. And I have a couple other reality show projects in the works right now, so trying to stay busy.
But you can't tell us about those or you'd have to kill us, right?
Well, I don't ever reveal anything until they're actually signed on the dotted line,
okay.
So I'm not being, you know, I'm just one of the, I'm an old school kind of guy. I don't like jinxing anything, so I just kind of, when it's able to be revealed, it will be revealed, and you'll be the first to know.
Awesome. So where'd you and your wife meet?
We met online.
Nice.
What? Really?
Yeah, this dating site.
Wow.
Can you tell us which one, or you have to kill me?
I think it's called kink.com.
Really? I've not heard of that one. Okay.
Well, it's good that you know
the relationship with. I'm kidding.
No.
We went to high school together.
Uh-huh.
You should have.
You guys are so incredible.
What? Who knows? There's all kinds
people
of...
People meet online all the time.
There's all kinds
well,
of
when
dating
I said,
there.
When I said kink.com, you think you would have realized it was a joke.
No, I mean, there's...
I thought you said cake. And it's like...
Cake, too.
No.
Like a whole bunch of people who just like cake. I like it.
Yeah, now how many Googles have cake.com came up with?
That'd be a good meeting thing to get people together over cake. We've got a whole new app.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's a great idea.
Oh, my sister, she met her boyfriend online. It wasn't a dating site. It was a pool league site. So they were shooting pool. They were playing pool online. And my sister met her now boyfriend. Yeah, so.
You play pool online.
Oh, you can.
I'm sure it takes a lot of skill. All right.
But it's probably better than pocket pool.
Yeah, better than pocket pool.
Well, only if you're not doing it right.
Exactly.
I can't get my stupid computer to do the stuff I needed to do, let alone play pool.
Yeah, Nan's technically challenged.
It's way past challenged.
I'm surprised you have an iPhone. I'm surprised you don't have, like, a flip phone.
She wouldn't know how to open it.
Yeah, try to get one nowadays.
Or a jitterbug. Those big-ass numbers. Yeah. For old.
So where are you going to be at next, Gene?
Probably will be at... I just signed for an appearance at the Villa Roma Resort in the Catskills for May 10th and 11th. I'm having some time off between now and then, and my wife and I are going to hang out here in Pennsylvania. And that's about it right now. Just working on the project.
Are you going to be...
Good stuff. I'm sorry.
Are you going to travel with Bill... Are you going to travel with Bill to any of the events later this
year?
Yeah,
we're hoping to. Yeah, we're hoping to do mutual appearances and promote the film together. But I think Travis is still working on all that type of stuff. I don't have any confirmations as far as dates or locations just yet. But I know that when we do, I'm sure they will have us back on your show to promote it. But as of right now, I'm not exactly sure of the upcoming promotional schedule because I'm so busy with all the other stuff I got going on that I don't really sit and take notice of it until it's actually scheduled. So.
Well, you know, you should have just, like, came on down to Gettysburg the other weekend and just popped in and did that.
I had been in touch with the I tried to with the I touched base with the lady, and she was, to try to be nice, she wasn't very cooperative, so we'll just leave it at that.
Well, I know they had a full slate, full schedule, so I don't know. Know what happened there. But yeah, Nan and my our Cougar Chat table, or Nan's actually, I kind of took over Nan's table. Nan is an author and had her books out, and I got bored back in the corner of the room, so I just moved my happy ass up to her table.
And unfortunately, Nan can't sit still long enough to sell a book.
So she was never even there. We were seated right next to Bill, is my point. And so we would have had the chance to discuss the movie. Oh, it was fun. He's a sweet guy. And
he's a great guy. I try to talk to him. He's surrounded by people.
He's
people
always surrounded.
Him. Yeah, people love him.
Yeah, I mean, I get to see him, you know, once a year in Gettysburg, and, you know, it's like, hey, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing good, you know, and we take some pictures, and, like, every time you come by him, there's somebody else already there, chatting with him, and it's
I spoke to
him and he said it went really well.
What was that, Gene?
Gene, go ahead.
I said I spoke to him afterwards and he said it went really well, but he didn't have enough books or something. His publisher didn't have the books ready or didn't have them all printed or something.
Right. That's right. I remember him saying that. Yeah. He has the ability, though, to when he's talking to you, to make you feel like you're the only person in the room.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know,
he
has undivided attention, which I wish I had a sliver of.
Yeah, and he's very genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I enjoy talking to Bill. He's a good guy.
He's so tall, too. He's like... I need a neck brace after talking to him.
You're like 4 foot, right? 4 foot.
Oh, whatever.
How tall is he?
How tall is who?
Bill.
Michelle?
I'm only... Bill?
Bill.
Bill.
Bill 6'2", maybe? 3?
Oh, no, I can't count that high.
I'm asking Travis right now.
I think I'd say he's probably 6'3 or so. How tall are you, Jane?
6'7.
Do I need a neck brace?
6'7.
6'7?
How do you people grow this tall?
It's the acid rain.
Acid rain?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I was sheltered, I guess. I don't know.
Chemicals in the water.
You started.
I never used an umbrella as a child. You know, the acid rain absorbed into my skin.
Oh.
I feel like such a midget around all these people. I really do.
I'm 5'4". Actually, I used to be 5'5", but I guess since I'm getting old, I've already lost an inch.
Oh, my.
Bill's 6'4". Well, 6'4". He says about 6'4", so...
Well, we're just forward to meeting them. We've only ever talked on the phone and on the computer and stuff, so mm-hmm. I'm excited about it. I hope that I hope all the appearances work out, and I hope that we get to work together a lot before we actually film the movie, because everybody knows a good marketing campaign will definitely make or break a movie.
Definitely.
Oh, so true.
Yeah, I can't wait for this to come out.
Yeah,
what's the official launch date?
We don't have one yet.
Okay.
So.
Well, be sure to let us know so we can post it for you.
Yeah. Judging by the book, I mean, they're trying to keep it as close to the book as possible. Obviously, mm-hmm. with movies, they tend to get a little carried away with creative liberties. but I think Bill wants to keep it as close to the story as possible. And I know they changed a couple of the entities, but I don't think anything else was really changed. But it should definitely, I mean, I can only speak for myself. I know that my entity is going to blow people away because just with the intensity that I bring to the character and just the experience I have as that type of character is going to be, you know, really, it'll come across great on film, and I'm super excited to do it. And I hope we do it sooner than later. And, once everything's finalized, I'll be sure to let you guys know and then get back on the show with Bill, hopefully.
Good deal.
So how bad of a bad entity are you going to be?
Well,
or we have to wait.
All I can say is I'm going to be the worst of the worst.
Love it.
it's gonna be scary, no doubt about it. And just the events that took place at the house are scary enough.
Yeah.
And then throw in a big scary entity that's, you know, haunting this poor family and all the situations that arise, it's going to be kind of creepy.
I have the book. I have to finish it, though. I'm not finished reading it yet.
So you going to play yourself, or are you wearing a mask?
Ow.
Who's
I'm
that,
kidding.
Me?
That was Nan.
No, it was not.
No, were you asking me that, or were you just saying that?
Yes, I'm joking.
No, she wasn't.
Special effects should be great.
No, I'll be in a character. I'll be that character.
Oh, yeah, Bill Bean, just in case you're listening, I do hair and makeup also. So, again, I'm cheap.
Cheap.
I am.
Jane, what is your shoe size?
14.
That sounds a little personal.
I'm just saying. It is Cougar Chat. We got to get something in.
So you sneak in a sneaky question. So, what's your shoe size?
And?
What position?
I thought he said 14.
Well, if y'all would shut up and let him answer.
It's 14.
Yep. Okay. Great. I wrote it down. I make a profile on every guest. I'm kidding.
Okay, you just got really creepy there.
He kind of sounds like a stalker a little bit.
No, she usually becomes one after the show, so.
Yeah, that's what Bill told me. He warned me about that.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
Hey, nobody's ever complained about our stalking before.
Yeah, not yet. Knock on wood. So playing this character, is it something like you have to work at? I mean, you know, have you ever played something so evil?
Yeah,
I'm
assuming not. You know, I played Snitsky on Raw, which was a lot more evil.
Okay, I killed
a baby on WWE TV, so it doesn't get more evil than that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Do you find things that scare you when you're right in the middle of a scene?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Like when you're right in the middle of a scene and you're scared, you're filming a scary movie, do you ever find yourself scared at what's going on? Or are you just all wrapped up in the acting part of it that you don't even really acknowledge the overall picture?
No, I never get scared. I don't get scared playing a character, no. I mean, it's all, you know, I get so involved in my character that I just become that person. So I don't really look at it as being scared or the situation, you know what I mean? It's just kind of, I have a vision for my character, and as I'm portraying that character, I just kind of do what I've envisioned it doing, you know what I mean? Like, if I have a scene, I kind of envision it before I do it, and then as I'm doing it, I'm so wrapped up in my character that I just become that person, so I don't really get scared of the scene or get scared of the scenario or anything like that.
Is it weird watching yourself on film afterwards?
No.
No.
I'm just my worst critic. I don't like watching when I was wrestling full time, I hated watching my matches back just because of the fact that I was never happy. That's the only thing. I'm such a perfectionist that I could have the best scene or I could have the best match, but I'll pick one little thing out that I didn't like, and it'll drive me crazy. It'll bother me for
I'm like the show for me. I listen back to all the shows and do the same thing.
I'm very hard on myself in all aspects of my profession. Like, if I notice I did one little thing, like I said, it'll bother me. But, I'm not scared of... I'm not one that won't watch it back. I like to watch it back because that's how you get better. Mm-hmm. But I'll always pick... No matter if it's... I could do a perfect scene or a perfect match, and I'll still find something wrong.
Nan, for a definition for something like that, Nan likes to use the word anal.
Yeah, I mean,
it describes a lot.
Describes a lot.
Well, it's one way of referring to it.
So, everyone, once again, where they can find you, social media, your website, your fan pages, and
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Big Gene, WDF, BIGGENE, WDF. And I'm also on Facebook at Snitsky's official fan page. That's SNITSKYS, official fan page, the words. And I also have a YouTube channel where you can subscribe and watch my crazy antics. It's youtube.com/ Snitsky TV, SNITSKY TV. And I post videos of all the crazy, goofy shit I do. And I enjoy being a bit of a goofball, so I post a lot of goofy videos and all that kind of stuff because you can't take yourself too seriously. So my YouTube channel is kind of my outlet for my goofy side. So.
Cool. I'm going to have to check into that.
Yeah. The most popular video is the Snitsky foot massage video where I massage the news anchor woman's feet over in Australia when we were filming the movie. So just to give a little teaser, that's the most watched one.
I'll check that out as soon as the show's over.
My wife's name is Deanne. D-I-A-H-A-N-N. Deanne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell her hello and thank you for coming on. For letting you come.
Thanks her for letting you come on.
She can say hi if she wants to.
I'll be sure to say hello for you guys.
Very good. All right. Well, if there's anything else you'd like to add, otherwise, we'll let you go. Enjoy time with the wife and the elephant. Maximus.
Small horse.
Small horse, yeah.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely, anytime.
Yeah, look forward to premiering the movie with you guys and meeting you someday at one of the conventions. And... I'm already friends with you on Twitter, Jen, so I'll see you on Twitter and Facebook.
Sounds
and good. All that
good
stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm on Twitter with you, too. I'm not sure.
I think Michelle just friend requested me on Facebook, so I think I just hit you back on there.
Thank you.
So, I tried, but Michelle, I'm going on your page to find him.
Okay.
It's going to take Nan a few weeks. She doesn't know how it works.
That's okay.
I'll just wait. It'll pop up.
All right, Gene. Thanks so much, Darlene, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Gene.
Are
you
welcome. My pleasure. Have a good night, ladies. Thanks.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Gene.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, I had to get a cougar comment in there. How did she say? That seems harmless enough.
Good Lord, 14.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. You kept your mouth shut. I was
trying to be good.
So, Nan's going to be scouring through the YouTube channel to find close-ups of, like, you know, the boxer briefs or whatever. So, upcoming shows, guys. Be sure to check us out on April 15th and April 22nd as we have Beatles shows. On the 15th, we welcome Jim Burkhart, who will be discussing The Beatle That Vanished. It's his book about The Beatle That Vanished. And on the 22nd, we have Angie McCartney. That is Paul McCartney's stepmom. She is also called the Tea Lady. And she's in her 80s and still rocking it and hilarious. And so we look forward to having her on.
She looks so good, too.
Yeah, she does. She's hilarious.
She is so cute. She's adorable.
And on April 29th, I just booked Mark Shinnock. He heads the Vegas show called Rock of Ages.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we look forward to talking to him. Oh, and I did book one more. Sorry. On the 6th of May, we welcome Doug Roberts, the zombie author, who was unable to make it in the last couple weeks because he was sick.
Cool.
And Michael Kosky, one of the zombies of The Walking Dead, will join him on
Yay,
that show.
Yay, love
gonna,
Michael.
Yeah, we're going to do an
hour
and a half show, so we'll do 45 minutes each.
Yeah, Michael was such a sweetheart in Gettysburg.
We should get Kevin, too.
Kevin?
Kevin was so quiet at the event. And
he wasn't.
On Facebook. Really? I hardly heard him open up his mouth.
No, Michael was the quiet one.
Michael was
I thought the opposite. Because Michael was hanging out talking a lot to me. He just likes me more.
Everyone likes him more.
Whatever.
I remind them of their mother.
Stop it.
Well, at least it's not the grandmother, you know?
This is true.
Yeah.
I'm thankful.
You're so silly. If you have any show ideas or guest ideas, please email me at jennifer@cougarchatradio.com or hit us on Twitter at Cougar Chat Radio or on Facebook Cougar Chat. So.
Yeah, you talk to us and we'll talk to you.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that.
You like that? I come up with good ones sometime.
Do.
You have a hot voice.
Thank you.
And that's another show I want to do. And if anyone out there in listening land knows of anyone who's ever done a sex line, I want to have them on the show. I want to talk about it. So let me know.
Interesting. Maybe I should just do that voice through one show. I don't know if I could do it the whole show.
No.
Because I'd just bust up laughing here, you know.
Yeah, you would.
I would, yeah.
Well, that does it for another week of Cougar Chat Radio. So, again, find us online. And next week, we welcome Jim Burkhart and the Beatle That Vanished. So,
all righty.
See you on the flip side.
Adios.
Bye, guys.